This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. Breaking news. Bhavish Agarwal, known for his role in Ola, has launched a revolutionary Android app through Krutrum AI. As of May 2nd, the app is now accessible on the Play Store. Krutrum AI is set to enhance productivity with its unique features. These include writing assistance and multilingual support, specifically designed for the Indian market. Truly, a new era begins with this launch. Moving to next topic. Mastering FinTech Investments, the ultimate guide to dynamic strategies for sustainable growth. India's FinTech adoption rate stands at an impressive 87%, significantly above the global average of 64%. This success mirrors the booming FinTech sector under the Digital India vision, particularly highlighted by the widespread use of UPI. Moving to next topic, Bengaluru's deep tech robotics startup, SynLR, has unveiled a cutting-edge semi-humanoid named Syro. This innovation specializes in visual object intelligence and cybernetics. At the recent Robotics Summit and Expo in Boston, Syro was introduced as a versatile, reusable visual robot platform. That brings us to the end of this highlight. Moving to the next topic. This week has been stellar for Indian startups, as they have raised a remarkable $316.4 million from April 29 to May 4. This marks an 83.3% increase compared to the previous week's funding of $172.6 million. Among the notable companies, Farmeasy and Portia stand out in this successful fundraise. Moving to our last topic. In a strategic move to challenge the dominance of Google Pay and PhonePe, the Bharat Interface for Money, BHIM, app is teaming up with the Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC. This alliance aims at increasing BHIM's share in the Unified Payment Interface, UPI, transactions by leveraging the ONDC integration. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.